Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, Donald Trump is with the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at Chequers as we speak. Barry Lenehan can bring us the very latest now. So Donald Trump is there having his meeting with Keir Starmer. Melania, the First Lady, is with Kate Middleton in Windsor. Is that right?
That's right, Claire. Donald Trump arriving at Chequers just after 11 o'clock to be greeted by Keir Starmer and the British Prime Minister's wife. He arrived on the Military One helicopter and upon arrival he was greeted to an air display by British Army parachuters and again a play to his Scottish heritage with a performance by bagpipers as well. Now, a 15-car motorcade brought Mr. Trump the short 100-metre distance from the Military One helicopter to the door of Chequers. And within the last few moments, pictures have emerged of Mr. Trump and Mr. Starmer ahead of this bilateral meeting, which has just kicked off a few moments ago, where they'll discuss those key issues of Ukraine, the Middle East, trade, and a big entourage of Mr. Trump as well, including his key aides, Marco Rubio and the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent. Now, you mentioned Melania Trump. Now, fashion experts, this might be going beyond my realm of expertise, Claire, but Mrs. Trump, she wore obviously a wide-brimmed hat yesterday, which some people thought was a way maybe of making sure her husband took all the attention. But neither her nor Queen Camilla wearing hats today. They're currently touring around Windsor at the moment. And then that big meeting later on it is between Melania Trump and Kate Middleton, where they'll meet the scouts. Mrs. Trump is believed to be very much a keen supporter of nature. She'll also receive some handmade gifts from Ukrainian children based near Chequers. Again, that soft diplomacy perhaps on the Trumps to maybe see a change or a softening in Mr. Trump's approach to Ukraine. But those pictures of Mrs. Trump and the Princess of Wales, Kate, they'll be across all the newspapers tomorrow, maybe more so than the pictures of the First Lady and the Queen, due to the still American affinity towards the late Princess Diana.
All right, and of course we are expecting a press conference later as well with Donald Trump and Keir Starmer, and we'll be fascinated to see what emerges from that. Barry Lenehan, thank you for joining us once again.